Happy New Year, everyone! Or at least almost Happy New Year. It is December 31st, 2025. You are listening to a very special edition of HN Pod. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Mike. And wow, Sarah, we made it. Another year in the books, and what a year it has been for the tech industry, for the internet, and specifically for the community over at Hacker News.
Absolutely. You know, usually we just look at the daily trends, the stuff popping up over the last 24 hours. But today, we are doing something different. We are doing the deep dive, the big retrospective. We have crunched the numbers to find the top 10 most impactful, highest scoring stories of the entire year.
That's right. These aren't just the stories that got a few upvotes and vanished. These are the titans, the threads that had thousands of points, hundreds of comments, and really defined the conversation in 2025. We're going to count them down from number 10 all the way to number 1.
It's interesting, Mike. Looking at this list, there's a real theme this year. It feels like 2025 was a battleground. It was a year of open versus closed. It was the little guy versus the corporate giant. And surprisingly, it was a year where we saw a lot of nostalgia for a simpler time in tech.
I noticed that too. There's a lot of taking back control in this list, whether it's hardware, software, or just our own attention spans. But hey, let's not spoil the surprise. Let's get right into it.
Let's do it. Kicking us off at number 10 with 3,406 points is a story that made every CTO and nonprofit director's blood run cold back in September. The headline was, Slack has raised our charges by $195,000 per year.
Oh man, I remember this one vividly. This was posted by a user named Just Skyfall, a teenager working with Hack Club. For those who don't know, Hack Club is this amazing nonprofit that helps high schoolers learn to code. They had been on a nonprofit plan with Slack for over a decade.
Right, and the story was basically a ransom note. Slack, or rather Salesforce, suddenly told them they had to pay up. And we aren't talking a small increase. They wanted $50,000 immediately, and then $200,000 a year going forward. If they didn't pay within a few days, Slack threatened to delete their entire workspace. 11 years of history. Gone.
The community reaction was explosive. I think this story hit hard because we've all felt that vendor lock-in squeeze, but this was egregious. It was a $230 billion company strong-arming a charity for kids.
The top comment from I Need a Surname really summed up the cynicism. After Slack CEO Denise Dresser jumped into the comments to apologize and say it was an oversight, the community wasn't having it. The commenter called it a performative apology and said it was just standard revenue minimaxing that got caught publicly.
Exactly. And the outcome was interesting. Hack Club got their pricing restored because of the viral outrage, but the author, Mahad, ended the post by saying, "We're moving to Mattermost." It was a wake-up call. If you don't own your data, you're just renting your history.
It really set the tone for the year. SaaS fatigue is real. But moving on to number 9, we're shifting from corporate drama to, well, AI-generated satire. Coming in with 3,346 points, it's Show HN, Gemini Pro 3 imagines the HN front page 10 years from now.
This was hilarious and terrifying at the same time. A user named Keep a Movin prompted Gemini Pro 3 to generate a fake Hacker News front page from the year 2035, and the results were almost too accurate.
They were. It had headlines like Microsoft Office 365 prices increased to $40 per user per month, and Google kills Gemini cloud services.
That one hurt. The killed by Google meme is still going strong in 2035, apparently. But my favorite part was the comment section simulation. The AI generated fake comments that were perfectly in the style of HN. There was a fake comment about SQLite 4.0 resolving the strict tables debate by ignoring both sides.
And the one about the Right to Human Verification Act. It was this perfect blend of, this is funny, and this is exactly where we're heading. It resonated because it held a mirror up to the community's own obsessions. Rust, privacy, Google canceling products, and the endless cycle of new frameworks.
It was meta commentary at its finest. And honestly, looking at the rest of this list, that AI might not be too far off about the future.
Speaking of the future, let's go to number 8. This is one of those stories that makes you feel good about the next generation of hackers. With 3,237 points, we have Show HN. I made an open source laptop from scratch.
This was incredible. The author, who goes by Hello 9999901, is a high school student. Let me repeat that, a high school student. And he didn't just assemble a PC. He designed the motherboard, the power management, the chassis. He used a rock chip processor, built a mechanical keyboard into it, and 3D printed the case.
It's the anti-MacBook. It's thick, it's customizable, it runs Linux, and he documented the entire process. The HN community just fell in love with this kid. You had Nirav Patel, the founder of Framework, the modular laptop company, jumping into the comments to offer him a job or mentorship.
That interaction between the creator and the Framework founder was peak hacker news. It's that pay it forward mentality. But also, I think this story hit number 8 because people are craving hardware they can understand. Modern tech is sealed shut, glued together, and unrepairable. This project was a rejection of that. It was proof that one person, even a teenager, can still build something complex from first principles.
It was pure engineering joy. Now, from building laptops to breaking mouse buttons, number 7 is Stimulation Clicker by Neil.fun.
Neil Agarwal, the legend.
He really owned the leaderboard this year. This game, which got 3,082 points, is a satire of our dopamine-addicted brains. You click a button to get stimulation, then you buy upgrades like microtransactions, loot boxes, and eventually, brain chips.
It's an idle game that mocks you for playing idle games. The genius was in the details. As you progress, the screen gets more cluttered, more noisy, more chaotic. It literally simulates the feeling of being very online in 2025.
And the comments were full of people hacking it, because of course they were. People were writing JavaScript one-liners in the console to automate the clicking because they wanted to see the end, but they didn't want to do the manual labor.
Which is the most Hacker News way to play a game about stimulation addiction? I will optimize my dopamine intake using jQuery. But there was also a hidden gem, a 40-minute parody true crime podcast embedded in the game that you only hear snippets of. It just shows the level of detail Neil puts into his work.
It's a reminder that the web can still be weird and fun. But Mike, things get a lot more serious at number 6. This is probably the most controversial tech news of the year. With 3,050 points, Google will allow only apps from verified developers to be installed on Android.
Yeah, this was the moment the walls closed in. In August, Google announced that starting in 2026, you can't just install an APK file anymore unless the developer has doxed themselves to Google, paid a fee, and handed over their signing keys. They framed it as security and fighting malware.
But the community saw it for what it was, the end of general-purpose computing on mobile. The comments were furious, people comparing it to a passport system just to run code on a device you own.
The top comment by a user named Samanimo nailed it. They pointed out that malware creators will just use stolen identities to get verified, while legitimate indie devs, activists, or people who just want privacy will be locked out. It's the Appleification of Android.
And it sparked a huge debate about play integrity and banking apps. Basically, if you want to run a custom OS like Graphene OS, banks are starting to block you. This story really solidified the feeling that we don't own our phones anymore. We're just leasing them from Google and Apple.
It's a grim milestone, and it actually sets up our number 2 story later in the countdown, so keep this in mind. But first, we have to talk about number 5. This one is an outlier. It's not code, it's not a gadget. With 2,936 points, Zelensky leaves White House after angry meeting.
This was from late February 2025. It was a BBC live feed. It detailed a very tense public spat between President Zelensky and the new US administration.
Right. And usually, pure politics gets flogged off Hacker News, but this stayed up. I think because the implications for global stability, and by extension, supply chains, energy, and the tech sector, were so massive.
The comments were less about the he said, she said of the meeting, and more about the geopolitical shift. Europe realizing it needs to build its own defense tech, the potential for nuclear proliferation if US guarantees fade. It was a very sobering thread.
It was. It felt like a where were you when this happened moment. It wasn't just politics, it was history happening in real time, and the tech community trying to parse what it meant for the future of the Western alliance. It's rare to see a straight news story chart this high, but this one shook the world.
It did. But let's pivot back to technology, and specifically, a company that seems to be doing everything right while others do everything wrong. Number 4, with 2,928 points, is simply titled Steam Machine.
Valve. The anti-Google, in a way. This was a page on the Steam store that appeared quietly, announcing a new push for Steam machines, basically console-sized PCs running Steam OS.
We thought Steam machines were dead years ago,
But after the massive success of the Steam Deck, Valve brought the concept back, and the community loved it. Why? Because it's Linux.
Exactly. This isn't just about games. This is Valve building a lifeboat. As Windows gets more invasive with recall features and ads, and as Android locks down, Valve is proving you can have a viable, consumer-friendly ecosystem on Linux.
The comments were full of praise for Valve's long-term strategy. They've been investing in Proton and Linux drivers for a decade, not for immediate profit, but to ensure they aren't beholden to Microsoft. It's a strategic masterclass.
And there were hints in the source code about VR support, too. It feels like Valve is the only big tech company that treats its users like adults. Here is a computer, it runs Linux, do what you want. In 2025, that is a radical value proposition.
It really is. And speaking of radical value propositions, how about a watch that doesn't track your every move and needs charging every day? Number three, with 2,843 points, is the heartwarming comeback of the year. We're bringing Pebble back.
I may have shed a tear over this one, Sarah. I still have my original Pebble in a drawer somewhere.
You and thousands of others. The ReePebble Project, or Core Devices, announced they are reviving the brand. New hardware, e-paper screens, week-long battery life, and the best part? The manifesto. No investors, we're not trying to take over the world.
That line resonated so hard. We are so tired of inshittification. Companies starting good, taking VC money, and then ruining the product to chase growth. Pebble coming back as a sustainable, small-scale hardware company is the dream.
The website was charming, too. It listed the Pebble Index 01 as external memory for your brain. It's just simple, functional tech. But comments were filled with people sharing stories of their old Pebbles, how much they missed buttons, actual physical buttons, and how much they hate touchscreens on watches.
It fits the theme of 2025 perfectly. We want technology that serves us, not technology that farms us. Pebble is the poster child for that.
Which brings us to number two. We mentioned this earlier. It's the direct response to the Google crackdown at number six. With 2,693 points, Keep Android Open.
This was a campaign website, keepandroidopen.org, launched by a coalition of developers and privacy advocates. It was a rallying cry. It laid out exactly what Google's new policy meant, providing government ID just to write code, paying fees, uploading private keys.
The site wasn't just complaining, it was organizing. It listed contact info for antitrust regulators in the EU, the UK, Brazil, Japan. It urged developers to boycott the early access program.
The comments section here was different from the news story. It was more tactical. People were discussing the viability of GraphQNOS, discussing how to file complaints with the DOJ. It showed that the hacker spirit isn't dead. When the walls close in, this community doesn't just give up. They start looking for the weak points in the wall.
It was a powerful moment of solidarity. The open versus closed war isn't over, but 2025 was the year the resistance really organized.
And now we have reached number one, the top story of 2025. And honestly, Sarah, after all the fighting, the lawsuits, the geopolitical tension, and the corporate greed we've discussed, this number one story is exactly what we needed.
I agree completely. With 2,619 points? Wait, actually, looking at the data, the points are tight between the top few, but the engagement and the staying power of this one was unmatched. It's another Neil Fund creation. The number one story is Size of Life.
This was beautiful. It's an interactive visualization. You scroll and you see the scale of life on Earth, from the tiniest shrew up to the blue whale and the giant sequoias.
But it wasn't just a size chart, it was the execution. As you scrolled and the animals got bigger, the music changed. It started with a single cello, and as life got more complex, more instruments were added. The soundscape grew with the organisms.
The comments were just hoppy. That's rare on Hacker News. People were comparing it to old educational games like Operation Neptune. They were praising the dynamic audio. They were just enjoying a moment of awe at the natural world.
I think it hit number one because it was an escape. In a year where our digital lives felt increasingly hostile, with Slack bills, locked bootloaders, and AI spam, Size of Life reminded us that the real world is majestic and strange and beautiful.
It was a reminder that we are small. And that's okay. It was a piece of the old web. No ads, no login required, just pure curiosity and art.
So there you have it. The top 10 Hacker News stories of 2025. From corporate extortion to teenage engineering prodigies. From the lockdown of Android to the rebirth of Pebble.
It's been a year of friction, Sarah. Friction between users and platforms. But also a year of creation. I look at the kid making the laptop, or the team bringing back Pebble, or Neil making these beautiful websites, and I feel optimistic.
Me too. The tools might be trying to lock us out, but the builders are still building.
Exactly. And we'll be here in 2026 to cover whatever they build next.
Thanks for listening to this special year-end episode of HN Pod. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Mike. Happy New Year. Keep hacking, and we'll see you in 2026.
Bye, everyone.